Last year, we brought you a story about a Wheeling-based artist who salvages metal at flea markets for his artwork. And today, we bring him back, but for different reasons. Robert Villamagna has COVID-19 and is still in recovery. He spoke with our Folkways reporter, Caitlin Tan, about his experience.
Robert, how are you? And walk me through what these past couple weeks have been like.
Well, right now, of course, my wife and I are both dealing with this. We're on two different levels, but we're both getting through it. But for, excuse me, once in a while I might cough. This started for me on the morning of the 25th of July, and where I woke up with some nausea, diarrhea, and overall body soreness. And that was the beginning. You know, over those days, what was happening to my body was slowly changing, because now we were bringing in elevated body temperatures. I lost my sense of taste, my ability to smell was extremely, extremely weak. And there was a lot of confusion. I was, for 4 days, I was going through hallucinations in the evening.
Really?
And yeah, but when you're trying to sleep, this thing is playing hell with you.
Right.
It was horrific.
So were you hospitalized?
We went in twice. The first time, just for a day, and then came home. But a couple of days later, she had to take me back in the ER, and then they admitted me for a couple of nights because we couldn't get my body temperature down, and that was a big deal. That, and we couldn't get my blood oxygen level up high enough to maintain me.
So since you've been back home, are things getting better? I mean, or are they just staying the same?
No, they're improving, but they're so tiny. I can only look at it looking at the day before.
So like today, what are you going to do today to pass the time?
Well, today, there won't be a whole lot. Yesterday is the first time I went in a studio for about 90 minutes. It was the first time in maybe almost 2 weeks. It was exhausting, but it was helping me with my sanity because it's been hard to concentrate more than 15, 20 minutes on something. And so you kind of lose your train of thought. So today I'm going to try another 1 hour to 90 minute segment if I have the stamina for it.
Now, Robert, you've been pretty vocal on Instagram, and let me just read this one paragraph you wrote. You said, "I know that there are a lot of people who believe this whole pandemic is a hoax, some scheme created to bring down the president. Many others believe mask-wearing requirements are somehow stomping on their rights as a free American. I don't know how to debate these issues. I don't even understand the concept. We are in the middle of a worldwide pandemic." I mean, that must kind of hit home now after everything you've gone through.
I've had a hard time understanding how there could be these choices being made by humans that tend to be politically based. It's just that this is science and health and people's lives. And that kind of blew my mind. So when this thing actually hit me, I go, holy crap, you know, this stuff doesn't care who or what you are. But people, I don't understand it.
As someone who has been through one of the more extreme versions of COVID, I mean, and you're still recovering, what would you say to someone who is doubting the reality of COVID?
What's unfortunately, I think, going to convince somebody who has not been convinced is that either they wake up with this or a family member wakes up with this, because you're I kid you not, you're in for the fight of your life. And there's a period where you just want to get through it, and you can't believe it. You can't. You just a minute. You can't believe that there's something that can get inside of you and has so many different facets. And it's not the damn flu. It goes way beyond that. And it can bring with it so many things. This thing is so for real. It really is.
Robert, thank you so much for sharing.
Oh yeah, no problem. Thanks.
That was Wheeling-based artist Robert Villamagna speaking with Folkways reporter Caitlin Tan about his uphill recovery from the coronavirus.